Hey, Victory Church. My name is Andrew Morris, and I am the worship pastor at the Grapevine Campus. I'm grateful you're here today for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we'll be reading from Joshua 6, verses 12 through 17. Before we get started, take a moment to be aware of God's presence right where you're at. He wants to speak to you today. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is read. As you listen to this passage of scripture, write down any words or phrases that stand out to you. Again, we'll be reading from Joshua 6, verses 12 through 17. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests again carried the ark of the Lord. The seven priests with the ram's horns marched in front of the ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Again, the armed men marched both in front of the priests with the horns and behind the ark of the Lord. All this time the priests were blowing their horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once and returned to the camp. They followed this pattern for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before, but this time they went around the town 7 times. The seventh time around, as the priests sounded the long blast on their horns, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the town. Jericho and everything in it must be completely destroyed as an offering to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and the others in her house will be spared, for she protected our spies." Now take a few moments to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you? This time, we'll reflect on the passage. As I read this passage again, notice what emotions come up within yourself. Identify yourself with a specific character in the story and make note of that as well. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests again carried the ark of the Lord. The seven priests with the ram's horns marched in front of the ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Again, the armed men marched both in front of the priests with the horns and behind the ark of the Lord. All this time the priests were blowing their horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once and returned to the camp. They followed this pattern for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before, but this time they went around the town 7 times. The seventh time around, as the priests sounded the long blast on their horns, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the town. Jericho and everything in it must be completely destroyed as an offering to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and the others in her house will be spared, for she protected our spies." Take a few moments to reflect. What emotions came up as you listened? What character in the story are you? Now we respond. As you hear the passage, listen for God's voice speaking to you. What is He saying? And how do you need to respond to him? Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests again carried the ark of the Lord. The seven priests with the ram's horns marched in front of the ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Again, the armed men marched both in front of the priests with the horns and behind the ark of the Lord. All this time the priests were blowing their horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once and returned to the camp. They followed this pattern for 6 days. On the seventh day, The Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before, but this time they went around the town 7 times. The 7th time around, as the priests sounded the long blast on their horns, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the town. Jericho and everything in it must be completely destroyed as an offering to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and the others in her house will be spared, for she protected our spies." So take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what he's saying to you and respond to him. Our final step is to rest in the presence of God. There are many things fighting for your attention, but take a few minutes and be still in silence as you meditate on God's word and rest in Him. Lord God, we thank you that you are strong and mighty and that you have good plans for your people. We thank you that you tear down walls for us and lead us by your Spirit into greater things. Our prayer today is that you would continue to go before us and demolish any schemes of the enemy that would try to keep us from stepping into the abundant life of victory that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, amen.